Okay, so this week we have the Aseres HaDibros. I want to speak briefly about a halacha that emerges from the third of the Dibros of Lotisa Shem Elokecha Lashav, the prohibition to use God's name in vain. Now, this is a halacha we know, we hear as little kids, but I want to discuss the background of it. And that is, we know that we've heard something like, when you're in the middle of saying a bracha, you realize it's a mistake. So what do? You say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Lolam Vaed. So where does that come from? It's clearly a function of the fact that saying God's name in vain is a terrible thing, but how exactly does this work? So it starts in Yerushalmi, in Brachos, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, where the Gemara says that if one's in the middle of saying a bracha on some food, and it falls onto the floor, he loses it, or whatever the case is, so now the bracha is going to be Lavatalos. You say, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Le'olam Vaed, and that's cited by Tosfos and Brachos Daf Lamed Tes. By the Rambam, Hilchos Tefila, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud, and Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, that if one is in the middle of a bracha and then he loses the food, so then you say Baruch Shem. Now, the Chochmei Ashkenaz note that this is only if you got past Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. If you only said Baruch Ata Hashem, so then the Tur and some Reishvav and Arachayim, and it goes Maimini in the fourth parak of Ilchos Brachos, say that what you should say is, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, right, instead of Baruch Shem, because at that point, you can still fill out a pasuk, and therefore it's not going to be Levatala at all, so you don't have to worry about it, and that's what Snifzak Lahalacha in Arachayim, Sim Reish Vav, Sif Vav. But if, in fact, you do say a bracha Levatala, right, you said a bracha and the food fell on the floor, and now, now it's Livatala. So the Gemara and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, you say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Vaed. So how exactly does that work? What is this magic formula that I said, Baruch Livatala, and now I say Baruch Shem and all is good? So there's basically two approaches to how this works. As it's described by the Divrei Yatziv in his Tshuvos and Arachayim Siman Pei Gimel. One possibility is to say that if you said a bracha in vain, so then that's a terrible sin. And now you need to do some sort of tshuva, you need to do some sort of kapara. So the way the Aruch HaShulchan says it in Siman Reish Vav and Aruch Chaim is, I said a bracha levatala, I said God's name in vain, that's a terrible thing, it shows dishonor to God. So in order to fix it, ra'ui l'kabel u'molchut shamayim, I should accept upon myself the yoke of heaven. So I say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Vaed, which accepts the greatness of God. And the Divrei Yatziv thinks that's the position of Yosef Karo, based on a diuk, but it's not actually clear. However, Rove of the Rishonim and the Achronim seem to go in another direction. And it goes as follows. The prohibition of Lotisa Hashem Elokecha Lashav is specifically saying God's name, Lashav, in vain. But if you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Barei Minei Mizonot, and you happen not to have food in front of you, is it obviously in vain? Not obviously, right? Even though you're not eating food, you're blessing God who brought food into this world. The same thing is true of any bracha. It's a tefillah. The problem is that if you meant to say a bracha on a specific piece of food and you didn't, so then it's levatala because it, right, there was no reason to say the bracha. But fundamentally, it could be just a general praise of God that he creates food. So the way that Divrei Yatziv says it is, well, yeah, if you say a bracha and then the food falls on the floor, so what do you want to do now? You want to make it clear that that bracha wasn't just a bracha on the food. That bracha is a general praise, because if it becomes a general praise, that even though you didn't eat the food, then it's lat levatala. You're just praising God who created food. How do you do that? By saying, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed, by saying that what you're doing when you say a bracha is not just thanking God for the food, because you don't have the food, but that you're thanking God in general, thereby transforming what would have been in vain into a tefillah and not levatala at all. And therefore, he notes that if you look at the tshuva, the Panamiros, Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Tes, he says you don't even need tshuva. Right? If you say a bracha levatala, so to speak, but then you fix it with Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed, you don't even need tshuva at all. Now, does this solution of Baruch Shem only work for brachos? Or is it only necessary for brachos? Or even when you say Shem Shamayim, stam, if you just say God's name, when you shouldn't in general. So the Divrei Yosef thinks it should only be for a bracha, but it seems explicit in the Rambam in Hilchot Shvuot, not in the context of bracha, in Perek Yud-Bet, Halacha Yud-Alef, that any time you say God's name in vain, bracha or not, you should fix that situation by saying Baruch Shem. Okay. There's one place where, in addition to, you know, sort of the accidental cases where you were eating food and then your food dropped before you could actually eat it, that we say Baruch Shem consistently, and that is? What? Right, the Tfilin Shel Rosh, right? The Rama writes that there's a machlokas Rishonim. How many brachot do you make on Tfilin? So, the Sfaradi Rishonim say you make one. We, Ashkenazim, Paskin L'Rameinu Tam, that you make two. Right? And this is what the Rama writes in Arachayim, Simen Chaf Hei, Sif Hei. But the problem is it's still a suffix, because according to the Sfaradi Rishonim, you're only supposed to make one bracha on tefillin, not two. So when we say the second bracha, it's a problem. It's possibly levatala. So what the Rama writes is that you should say, Baruch Shem Kavod, Machos El Olam Ved, and that's what we do. Now, the Mishnah Berurah notes in the Be'er Halacha that the Prima Gadim didn't like this because it makes it feel like we're not sure we're supposed to say the second bracha. But Ashkenazim, we paskin like the Balei HaTosfos. So the Prima Gadim said you shouldn't do it, but the Minhag is like the Rama to say Baruch Shem in case you're not supposed to say second bracha to fix the bracha levatala. However, the Mishnah Berurah does note that when you do that, you should be careful. Don't say it before you've tightened the Tfilin Shel Rosh, because you don't need it Mekar Adin, and therefore if you say it too early, before you've tightened your Tfilin, it's an interruption. It's a hefsek between the bracha and putting on the Tfil Rosh. And since it's only a chumrah, so we say Baruch Shem, but wait until you've tightened the Shel Rosh. In general, there's a question, when this just is the last question I'll mention, when you're trying to fix a bracha with Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Olam Ved, do you need to say it immediately after you said the bracha levatala, or can you wait a little bit? Like by the tefillin, we're waiting just a few seconds, or even later than that, you realize 10 minutes later, so you say Baruch Shem. So Divrei Yosef assumes that you obviously must say it immediately, otherwise it doesn't work. But if you look at the Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Yud, Tshuva Lametes, he suggests that this is not true, that you could even say it later on, it's not as good. But since the whole point is you're trying to contextualize your tefillah and praise God and show that even when you say brachot, quote-unquote, levatalo, they're part of a general approach to life where you praise God, so maybe even if you say it later with the kavana of recontextualizing your brachot, then it would work. And he suggests this would be true even if you said many brachot levatala, maybe post facto, you could fix it by recontextualizing it through Baruch Shem.